Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
One story that slipped through the cracks yesterday that I want to make sure I get to. Former North-to-be senior Musa Jallo, Keith.
I saw
that. Did you see that story?
Yes. He's foregoing his senior year because he's got all the credits.
Academically, he's in a great spot where he said, you know what, I'm going to build up to get ahead for college.
And the coach says, come on.
Chris Holtman, the former Butler coach who's now at Ohio State, said, hey, we need you. We're low on players.
How could you turn that down?
Well, it is your senior year of high school. You could only do that once. You can't go back and do it. Musa Jallo has signed with The Ohio State University. He will be heading there next month to join the 2017-18 Buckeyes program. Mm-hmm. He should have been a senior at North, but as Keith mentioned, he's qualified academically, ahead of the curve, and is eligible to reclassify to be a freshman in college this year. A big-time recruit, Jallo exploded on the scene last year, averaging over 24 points a game. We had plenty of games on the airwaves with Joe handling the call where you needed an extra pencil because he would fill up the stat sheet, tons of rebounds, tons of points, shoot the three, dunk. One of the biggest coveted recruits. That decision
snapped him up.
Well, he announced via social media that, hey, check it out later tonight or later this evening. I'm going to make my decision here at 6:30 in the evening or whatever it was. But he committed on Friday night to Ohio State. But the big story was he committed for this year and not next. He's only the 10th player on their roster for next year. So Chris Holtman, the former Butler coach, hired to replace Thad Matta, is having to put together a crew there quickly. But the Bloomington basketball scene loses a great, player. Mr. Baskerville, Indian All-Star, all these things on the seniors-to-be plate. Now, we'll see him on the Big Ten Network instead. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
All-Star Game Home Run Derby last night. Yankees slugger Aaron Judge wins that competition. The rookie has 30 home runs to lead Major League Baseball. Hit four of them over 500 feet. That's your curtain raiser for the All-Star Week. In Miami tonight's All-Star Game, you'll see two Cincinnati Reds. Zach Cozart, he was voted a starter by the fans and everybody else, however that system may work. Cozart will play shortstop and bat ninth. He's been fighting a quad problem for the last couple weeks. At the beginning of the season, obviously, he was playing awfully, awfully well. Now he's trying to get fit and keep the Reds within touching distance. Remember, the Reds at the All-Star break are just four games out of second place. The Milwaukee Brewers leading the division by 9.5 over Cincinnati, but the Reds had a good wrap-up. The West Coast road trip, they split four with Colorado, then took two out of three from Arizona in the desert. Joey Votto also joins Cozart on the National League All-Star team. He will be a sub at first base. Ryan Zimmerman, the Washington Nationals slugger, won the voting. Votto's 26 home runs lead the National League. Fox has your coverage of the All-Star game tonight at 7:30. The Reds return to the radio on Friday night as they welcome in the first-place Washington Nationals, the Nationals leading the Eastern Division at the All-Star break. They have plenty of representatives in tonight's game, including starting pitcher Max Scherzer. He'll get the ball against lefty ace from the Boston Red Sox, Chris Sale. The All-Star game no longer has an outcome on the World Series. The winner this year just receives a bigger bonus check. It doesn't influence who will host the seventh game if necessary. The team with the best regular season record should do that, not the team with the best exhibition record. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.